PON3 The Beat.
This is Entertainment Tonight, VH Edition, bringing you the latest news, gossip, and entertainment from around the boards. Now, in depth with the biggest VH stars and their stories.
Hello all, I'm Valkyrie Celeste.
And I'm Jeffers, your host for tonight. Because we're too cheap to hire a separate announcer.
Right. Anyway, we have a lot of interesting and shocking stories coming up tonight, so let's dive right in. According to an anonymous source, it appears that wisecracking once-ego black judge Heaven Incarnate was recently spotted in a heated argument with Korean teeny bopper Sukono.
That's right, folks. According to a random witness, the two men left a very heated balloon match very upset. Because I maybe will bolt their butts if I do say so myself, you know?
Anyway, apparently the tension quickly escalated as the two proceeded to throw insults and profanity at each other when their virtual water balloons ran out.
Sukono, just shut up. Your voice is so annoying, really now. It's so whiny.
But Heaven, I'm not annoying. You're so mean to me.
Sukono, just stop. I hate you. I like Cho so much better.
Ah! Charu! Get away! Don't play the piano! Stop it! Heaven! How can you like Cho more than me?
Trust me, it's not very hard.
That was intense. I've never seen such a violent and heated argument in all of VH history.
Talk about it! 1 minute those two lovebirds just need to get their own chat room, and then the next moment they can't stand each other. Oh, the drama! And we have it all on our show, folks!
In other news, Autumn was just checked into rehab on Thursday. It turns out after numerous violent threats, attempts of murder, and illegal marketing of pony dog food, she was finally sentenced by the court to undergo a preliminary rehab program.
Oh, really? It's about time. That crazy serial killer deserves it for threatening me and breaking into my house in the radio week too, and all that awful threatening stuff. Ugh.
I can't believe it. First jail and now rehab? This is ridiculous. I'm not crazy, I swear. A little violent, maybe. Dangerous. Just a bit. But I'm not that psycho.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he's tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home. There's nothing that you can teach me that I can't learn from Mr. Hathaway. I didn't get a lot in class, but I know it don't come in a shot glass. Make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he's trying to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. The man said, why you think you're here? I said, I got no idea. I'm gonna lose my baby. So I always keep a bottle near. He said, I think you're depressed. Kiss me, yeah, baby, and go rest. They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I don't ever wanna drink again. I just need a friend. I'm not gonna spend 10 weeks. Have everyone think I'm on the mend. And it's not just my pride, it's just till these tears have dried. They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go.
Let's just get this over with. Damn ponies. Huh? Oliviana? You work here?
Welcome to the lovely Equestria Rehab Facility. I'm sure you'll find this place oh so lovely and cutesy during your stay here with us.
You have got to be kidding me.
We're so happy to have you here, Miss Autumn. Here at Equestria, we have the finest amenities and recreational activities available for guests.
Here we have our lovely conference room
full of pony wallpaper and cute stuffed animals to keep you snuggly and happy during our recovery sessions. Our lounge is stocked with every My Little Pony episode to date, except for season 2. But we're working on it right away to illegally black market the show and steal them ASAP for all you lovely folks. You're worth breaking the law.
Okay, I really don't think this place is for me.
Oh no! This is the perfect place for you! Your room even has a Twilight Sparkle bedspread, a rarity lamp, and Applejack pattern carpets. Oh, even a Fluttershy closet, and the best thing of all, a Pinkie Pie nightgown!
I think I'm going to stab something!
Oh no, Autumn. That's not very pleasant. Trust me, we can work through your pony hatred together. You see, in every little batch of girls, there's one that needs a whirl to understand that this show is cool. And every pony that you hate, you soon will see is great. Don't pout, don't flee, it's very clear to see that a room full of ponies takes the violence away. The violence away, violence away. Just a room full of ponies takes the violence away. So you'll love them every day. A pony running through the field has very little things to yield. Just singing cutesy songs throughout the day. You'll find that once you see the show, you follow all the lovers' flow. How ponies rock, you'll really be quite shocked. That a room full of ponies takes the violence away. The violence away, violence away. Just a room full of ponies takes the violence away. So you'll love them every day. You'll find her after a few weeks. You'll love the ponies just like me. And join the likes of all the fans you see. Because with just a little sit, whether a show or a clip. Pinky, Pinky, her song will have you hum along. Trust me, Autumn, just watch this show with an open mind. For a room for the ponies takes the violins away, the violins away, violins away. For a room for the ponies takes the violins away, so you'll love them every day. You see, this will be great.
Wow-wee, talk about a high-class rehab facility. It looks so ponytastic, don't you think, Valk?
Oh, yes it is. In fact, Dylan just went there a few days ago and had such a glowing and amazing review.
Like ponies, ponies love me. Giggle at the ghosty, guffaw at the grossly, crack up at the crazy, party with the pony. I love them.
You're so right, Valk. That is indeed quite a review, if I do say so myself. I'm sure Autumn is in wonderfully sweet hands. Hooves.
So what's the next story, Jeffers?
Let's see. Oh, Oddly enough, it's about you, Valk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says you were caught intruding and creeping on Rochelle, the new 2011 AX Idol winner.
I can't believe I won! Oh, that was incredible! I'm so glad I brought along my little elephant. You're so cute. You're my good luck charm. I can't wait to go back to Faded's house and relax and celebrate. This has been such an incredible experience. Oh, I can't wait to tell the others.
Uh-huh. I knew she'd come by here. I've been waiting for, 3 hours, but still, I'm going to get the perfect picture of the AX Idol 2011 winner before anyone else. I'm going to be rich. I can see it now.
We're the crowd, we're coming out. Got my flesh on, it's true. Need that picture of you, it's so magical. We'd be so fantastical. Leather and jeans, garage glamorous. Not sure what it means, but this photo of us, it don't have a price. Ready for those flashing lights, 'cause you know that, baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, paparazzi, baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be Papa, paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until the boy is mine. Baby, I'll be famous, chase you down until you love me. Papa, paparazzi. I'll be your girl backstage at your show. Velvet ropes and guitars, yeah, 'cause you're a rock star in between the sets. Eyeliner and cigarettes. Lashes are burnt, yellow dance in return. My lashes are dry, purple teardrops I cry. It don't have a price. Loving you is cherry pie. 'Cause you know that, baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, paparazzi, baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be Papa and Paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until the boy is mine. Baby, I'll be famous, chase you down until you love me, Papa and Paparazzi.
My precious elephant.
I found her.
I think Fader was gonna pick me up somewhere around here. Huh? Val, what are you doing here?
She wasn't supposed to see me. I heard the news. Congratulations. I just wanted to cheer you on and, do you want to take a picture with me and sign it?
Oh, sure, Val.
Success!
Val, what are you doing? Ah!
Yes! Time to rack in the cash.
What was that all about? That was so weird and... Wait! Where's my elephant? Oh no, where did you go? I can't go on without him. I can't! I can't leave him! I have to go back!
This is the moment when the gods expect me to beg for help. But I won't even try. I want nothing in the world but myself to protect me. And I won't lie down, roll over and die. All I have to do is forget how much I love him. All I have to do is put my longing to one side. Tell myself that love's an ever-changing situation. Passion would have cooled, and all the magic would have died. It's easy. All I have to do is pretend I never knew him. On those very rare occasions when he steals into my heart. Better to have lost him when the ties were barely binding. Better the contempt of the familiar cannot stop. Till I think about him as he was when I last touched him, and how he would have been were I to be with him today. Those very rare occasions don't let up, they keep on coming. All I've ever wanted, and I'm throwing it away. It's easy.
I see the faces of a war and defeated people. A father and a nation who won't let a coward run. It is how the gods reward the faithful through the ages, forcing us to prove the hardest things we've done are easy, so easy. And though I'll think about him till the earth draws in around me, and though I choose to leave him for another kind of love, this is no denial, no betrayal, but redemption, redeemed in my own eyes and in the pantheon above. It's easy, it's easy as a life. It's easy as life. It's easy as life.
I can't leave my elephant. I must find him.
Okay, that was very interesting. So apparently, folks, there's a nationwide search for Rochelle's cute stuffed elephant.
I'm sorry. I went a little overboard and didn't realize I scared her.
Yeah, right, I'm sure. Anyway, if you see Rochelle's elephant, please dial the number listed at the end of our show. And with that, I believe that is all, folks. Thank you so much for listening to our show, and see you again tomorrow night with the latest updates and all the juiciest VH drama here on Entertainment Tonight.
It's gonna be hard finding the elephant when I have him. Pictures. This was the real prize. I bet this would get me thousands of VH dollars.
I'm sorry, what was that, Valk? You have to speak a little bit louder. We're still on the air, you know.
We are! Good night. Good night.